talk. You've been in here when I haven't been, and I've been in here when you haven't been. Paths haven't crossed lately, but they got my generator in. I think everything's lovely with it. I haven't been out there when it's done a test run, but I think it's doing what it's supposed to.
And to use this one, I've been waiting. You know, we had that storm. It came through. I said, "Boy, there was 6,000 people, I think, in Pickens County lost power, and I wasn't one of them."
Anybody around Greenville, a whole bunch of them lost power, and I didn't lose it. So you got a working generator. More than likely, you're not gonna lose power at all.
That comes on tomorrow. It comes on Wednesdays at 1:30, every other Wednesday. So I wait on it, you know. I missed it a couple Wednesdays ago, but we were out eating. But I caught it this last time it did it, and it's going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to catch it, too.
I forget what day mine's supposed to come on. I've been kind of busy getting ready for a fishing trip at the end of the month, going down Lake Russell with some buddies of mine. We're going to stay at the state park at the cabin down there, and four or five of us usually go down there once a year and split the cost of the cabin and take a couple of pontoon boats out and do a little fishing.
Lake Russell. I'm trying to think exactly where that one is. It's been so long.
You go down toward Tocoa and Athens. Well, not really Athens. Elberton. I guess Elberton's really the closest town. And, it's the Corps of Engineers kind of controls it, and people can't build docks, you know, on their own property. So there's not much, not a whole lot of boat traffic on the lake. So that's what I really like about it. It's not real busy.
How long are you guys going for? A weekend or a week or what?
And be down there 5 days.
Bass doing that in 4AZE.
The cabins have got their own docks, you know, so once you launch the boat, you can leave it in the water and pull it around to your own dock, and it's pretty well set up, and the price didn't used to be too bad, but they put in a golf course down there, and people come in to stay to play golf. They don't mind paying a whole lot of money to stay there and play golf, but anyway, you know, when you split the cost, four or five people, it ain't that bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean about the golf course. We used to go to Santee and fish, you know, and of course I played some golf too, while I was down there. But yeah, well, they always got to put the golf courses around in there, and then it gets high.
I've been kind of planning on going down around Santee. There's a kind of a place that the military has down there near Shaw Field, and a friend of ours retired from the military and can get a cabin at a pretty good price there. So we're planning on doing that at some point.
Oh, you know, that's not a very deep lake, and it's got alligators, all kind of stuff. People ski in it too.
When I was a kid, my dad had a good sized wooden boat, and he was out on Santee, man, to knock a decent hole in the bottom of it. So we wound up just us kids using the thing for a playhouse till he traded it off for something else.
Daddy-in-law loved it. He had a pontoon, and he loved going to Santee, take the nephews and all, and they'd go down there for a weekend a lot of times, and then we got to doing it, And I wound up, they got a little airport right there, so I wound up flying back and forth, Vicki and I would. And, you know, when we didn't want to stay overnight.
You fly your own plane?
At that time, we had a 172 and a 150, and they're not far. One's supposed to be a four-seater, the other's a two, but we would take, depending on, if it's just the two of us, we take, a lot of times, just take the 150 and go sightseeing and all, you know, and then we had a little guy down there that we knew that would pick us up at the airport and carry us out on his boat and fish, and then we'd come back. It didn't take long to get there.
That's real neat. Yeah, I got a nephew that's a pilot. He had planned on being a missionary pilot, where, you know, fly into remote areas and take missionaries in and all that kind of stuff. He never did actually get into doing that, but he does some kind of work at the airport down there around Athens, I believe.
Sometime I lost interest in it. I did some commercial flying for a little while. I thought I was gonna really like that, and then it turned out I didn't. It wasn't what I thought it was. And so then I just flew mainly for fun, you know, and enjoyed it. I ran it in the ground, and one day I got tired of it. It's kind of like golf. I just stopped. I didn't quit. I just stopped. But the grandson, he's three, he's heading to four, and he is nuts about airplanes. So I've been messing around with these little model airplanes, and he goes crazy over those. But I may wind up, if he's interested in flying, I've been kicking around looking at a plane. I've thought about it. I didn't think I ever would again, but have you ever heard of an RV airplane?
I think so. I might have seen one on Facebook Marketplace. Believe it or not, I've seen some airplanes for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
But anyway, the RV, they've got several different versions of it. I like the side-by-side. It's a little two-seater, little low wing. It's just a small airplane, but it'll cook. You cruise it. Depending on which engine you get into, you cruise at 200, or, you know, I'd say 175 anyway, just playing, but it would it'd get you where you want to go quick, just two people, you know.
It sounds pretty neat, you know. But if you get back into doing that, let me know. I'd like to go up with you sometime.
I'd have to go get current. I haven't done it in 10 years or so, because I'd have to go get with a FAA certified and get checked, do a check ride. Probably got to do some ground school, get caught up with all the new stuff that's out. You know, that's the worst part of it, is having to learn everything that's gone on that you hadn't heard about, you know. Well, now I'm up here with a bunch of pilots, but I never do hang with them, you know, in 4A's Eddie.
Just like everything else, there's advancements in technology and, you know, stuff to keep up with KF4 and XY.
They're out with new things. I hear them talk a little bit here and there, the new collision avoidance systems and whatnots, and I guess all that's good to have, you know, but I don't think I'd go for the IFR anymore. I think I'd just do visual, you know.
Insurance, and I used to do pest control work, and with both of them, you know, you had licenses, you had to keep up and pay fees and all that, and I just, you know, kind of let all that drop the older I got.
Years ago, once your kids are grown and gone and everything, you really don't need life insurance anymore.
It's like to do a little fishing and stay close to home most of the time.
We go to the beach. Some of the kids are going Easter weekend. They're going down for 3 or 4 days. I think they're going to take a day off early and then a day extra, and they'll be down there. We talked about going with them, but we'll let them go down there and have their fun. They'll play golf and all that junk, you know.
Well, I'm going to go get my second cup of coffee. Maybe some of the other guys will be in here directly. CKT, I think, is a call. A little while ago, I think he was stopping to get a cup of coffee or something. Probably he might be back in here by now. I'll be back a little while. KF4NXY.
Hey, good to talk to you. I'm going to step out for a minute, too. I'll be back probably about the time you do. So have a good one if I don't talk to you. N4AZE, clear.
9V, mobile, monitoring. KN4, TFW, mobile.
Today. It was pretty bad this weekend, though.
Pretty bad in Shelby over the weekend from the Polk County fires.
What's out?
All still 0% contained.
Polk County was like 50% contained last night when I looked, but the other two were still 0%
contained. The one closest to me. I don't think it's going to come up the mountain, but it's too close for comfort anyway. Once you get the boat prepped up, all ready for the lake, if you're ready to go, they call you into work.
For ACX, mobile.
For KKT.
Morning, KN4 TFW. 14 CEF.
Morning, Patrick, NC9B.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope y'all are having a good start to your day.
Road's clear. I don't know if you're behind me or in front of me, but the road's clear behind me.
Coming through the cattle chute now.
Coming up on 290.
Getting to work the distance today.
Took the boat up to the truck.
For ZLE. Mobile. Good morning, everyone. KO4HK.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Morning, Anthony. W2JKT.
KO4C.
Anthony, NC9B.
Well, this morning traffic kind of light on this northbound 85 from the exit 11. KQ4ZLE. Up here, Anthony. Just coming down the mountain. Ready to get this day started.
That, same here. Look at the sailing this morning, Kent. It's pretty light, both north and south up here in Spartanburg.
Yeah, they were saying in the news there was some construction on your side from like 92 to 87.
Just the stoppages this morning, except for one, which only lasted like a minute, so it was fine. Keep it once.
Anybody been keeping up with the new Tesla phone that's supposed to be coming out?
The Tesla phone? Count me out.
Watching a little blurb about it this morning, coming through the black hole. The only reason I was asking is something that caught my curiosity.
A little something on it. Not enough to know anything about it, but to read up on it or know something about it when it does come out.
Doubled with Leon there.
Now, I think it was me thinking for ZLD. Is there anything like specifically different about it other than other phones, cell phones or whatever?
The difference on it was it's going to use Starlink for communication. It's not going to rely on towers. It can use the towers, but you can also use the low Earth orbit satellites. might be pretty cool then. That's how expensive it'll be when it first comes out, though.
My wife said $180, so he's supposed to get it down in price. You know how it is, though. You won't know anything until it's actually here. It's all speculation, but just kind of neat, some of the features he had in it, or suspected to be in it.
Yeah, I mean, that, the demand on it. Oh, cool. Sounds cool. Been interested to see.
It was just something to do while I was coming through the black hole, and it's supposed to have his solar charger on it, so it can charge that way. But it wasn't a big charge. You're never going to charge the whole phone off of it because it's such a small surface area, but still, you had a solar charger built in. And then there's several other things too, but like I said, I was just curious if any of y'all have been keeping up with it.
I'll definitely be looking out. Like I said, be interested to see all about it.
Sounds interesting. I'd like to know a little bit about it, but leaving my phone out in the sun doesn't really sit well with me.
One of mine, but supposed to be using the battery technology that is in the Tesla too, so different than what's in our phones now.
Probably correct me if I'm wrong, but there's supposed to be some really interesting battery technology coming out. It's really going to revolutionize a lot of the stuff, including electric cars and C9B. Really bumping up the capacity of batteries.
Technology's been changing quickly, so you never know what's coming.
Technology will do a little bit easier than the last of the lithium-ion rechargeable batteries. We had a lot of pit fires and race hauler fires when a lot of that first started coming out. A lot of the teams started switching to them because they were smaller and lighter. But they finally caught what was going on because they actually saw one of the shop cameras actually caught one sparking and catching fire.
Hey, fellas, truck wash is calling NC9B.
Ready to make the vehicle switch, KO4HKX.
Well, got the wash all closed up. NC9B back. I'm riding dirty.